Okay, so we are up to Simin Tov Tes. Okay, Simin Tov Tes, we are up to Seif Gimel. Okay, that's we're up to. It's on page 548. Page 548, Simin Tov Tes, Seif Gimel. We're discussing the laws of Eruv Tachomim. Person puts an Eruv Tachomim that gives him the option to carry more than 2,000 amos, to carry from the place where the Eruv rests 2,000 amos. So wherever he is, he will be able to carry basically a maximum of 4,000 amos in one direction. But the only condition is you must have access to your Eruv when Shabbos begins. And what was the exam? What did we conclude with last time? We conclude with an unusual situation where a person puts his bread, the place where he wants to be koyin shvisa, in a rishus hayochid, and he wants to be koyin shvisa right outside that rishus hayochid in the rishus harabim. So again, he's 2,000 amos away. He's living in his nice home, and he wants to be able to travel 4,000 amos in one direction on Shabbos. So he puts his bread. He puts his bread 2,000 amos away from where he lives in order to give him the option of carrying to be able to carry a total of 4,000 amos. But he has kavana that his resting place should be in the street, and he doesn't want to leave the bread in the street. So he puts the bread in a little structure that's right adjacent to the place where he wants to acquire his shvisa. So we learned last time that is a very big problem, because
we're talking about walking.
You want to be able to walk a total of 4,000 amos. So now we're looking at Eruvei Tachumen. So you put your bread 2,000 amos away from where you live, and that means you're really going to be kind of shvisa where your bread, you're going to be kind of shvisa where your bread is located. And that's going to give you the option. From there, you can walk 2,000 amos in all four directions, which means you can walk from where you are staying, where you're sleeping. You can walk 2,000 amos to your bread. And then from the bread, you can walk another 2,000 amos in that direction. So it will be a grand total that from where you are sleeping, you'll be able to walk forward 4,000 amos, because your bread is in the middle between where you want to go and where you are sleeping. Now there are two parts to establishing your Eruvei Tachumen. Number one, you have to have kavan to be koyin shvisa in a very specific location, and in that location, you must have access to your food. The problem over here is you're having kavana to acquire shvisa in the street, and you're putting your bread in a rishus hayochid. That is problematic, because you're not able at the time when your Eruvei Tchum kicks in. When is the Eruvei Tchum triggered? It's Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. At that point in time, if you were to find yourself in that location, in the Rishus Sarabim, you would be unable to take your bread from the Rishus Hayachid to the Rishus Sarabim. Why would you be unable to do so? Because that's Hoitzah. You're not allowed to carry from the Rishus Hayachid to the Rishus Sarabim, even Bein Hashmashos. So this is not a kosher Erev. Anytime, the only way you can have access to your Erev, Bein Hashmash, when the Erev kicks in, is through doing a Molocha Deraisa of Hoitzah. It is not a kosher Erev. We learned last time, if the only prohibition to get to your Erev is a Molocha Derabanan, for example, your Erev is put in the Carmelis, and you have been kind of Shvis in a Rishus Sarabim, so traveling from a Carmelis to a Rishus Ram is only Nisim Midrabanan, then the Erev does work, because Bein Hashmashos, there is no prohibition of a Shavus at the time of Bein Hashmashos. So here we're giving more examples of problems of doing Moloch at the time of Bein Hashmash. Gimel says, Nisano Berosh HaKoneh, you have in the street, in the Rishus Harabim, you have in the street a Koneh. Koneh means a reed. You have a stick that is standing up in the ground. Oy HaKundos. Kundos also some type of branch that is inserted into the Rishus Sarabim, Hatsayim Chemin Haaretz, which is taking, sprouting, growing from the ground, im Erev, and you put your Erev on top of this reed, Einoy Erev. Why? Now this is a very big chiddush. We'll see why. Let's see. Mibnei Acher Shehem Rakim. Since these things are very, very brittle, they're very soft, the Neichim Liktam, it's very easy for these things to break, and if it breaks, it's a Melacha Deraisa. Why is it a Melacha Deraisa to break? Breaking something on Shabbos is not Melacha Deraisa, but it's a Melchubal Karka. And anything that's Melchubal Karka, that's attached to the ground, that is uprooted from its source of nourishment, is called as a Melacha Deraisa. That's called Koitzer. Anything that's attached to the ground, that's pulled out of the ground on Shabbos, is a Melacha Deraisa.
That's not his primary interest.
Shabbos. It's not Melech Nachshavos. Okay, it's a good point. So why? I hear you say I don't know the answer, but it borders. It still borders on the Melech Deraisa.
Maybe the secretion, because he.
Okay. It could be. Could very well. Okay. It could be. So the Yischayev Chatos. So if a person would accidentally detach a branch from the ground on Shabbos, he becomes a Mechatos. Gozru Bohem. So along comes the Mechaber and says, "Very big Chiddush. Let me just tell you the Chiddush outside. I'll read the Mishnah inside. In this instance, Chazal made a Zera, and it's not a kosher air. Now, what's going on again? Review. The person wants to acquire his makom shvisa in the street, because that the person cannot acquire shvisa on top of a reed. It's impossible. Your place where you're going to be resting when Shabbos begins will be in the street. Where is your bread located? On top of this reed. This reed is extremely delicate. If you were to be standing in the street, Erev Shabbos, Ben HaShemoshos, and were to take the bread off the top of the reed at that moment in time, it's inevitable that you would cause the branch to break. Causing the branch to break is a melacha de'oraisa. So the only way you will gain access to your bread is by violating a melacha de'oraisa at Bein HaShemoshos. That is not a kosher erev. When your erev kicks in, when it's triggered, you must have access to your bread without doing any prohibition on Shabbos. And since in this instance your bread is located on top of an object, and the only way for you to get to your bread is by touching the object, and by touching the object it's going to break and violate the melacha deraisa, it's not a kosher. Now the question is, it's not necessarily so, it does not have to happen. If you're extremely careful, it will not happen, it will not break. So why don't we say, since technically it does not have to happen, it should be good enough in this instance, something which is inevitable, it's likely, that already Chazal stepped in and said, you're not allowed to do this, it's not going to be a kosher. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah very quickly. Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis. He brings out the Chiddush. Yud Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. Shemiacharotzu Lemar. After even though we learned in the past, we learned last time a few of the previous simonim. If you put your erev in a tree, diyesh lo nami mishum shavus. If you put your erev in a tree, is only osur midrabanan. You're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos, because you may come to cut off a branch. And we, the why did Mishnah Meshpilon? But yet we learned that if you are koine shvisa in the Rishus Harabim, and you put your erev on a tree, and the dimensions of the tree are not a Rishus Hayochid, it's mutter, even though by taking something from a branch of a tree, which is not a Rishus Hayochid, it's only a karmelis, is an Isser Midrabanon, because you're not allowed to make use of a tree. It's okay. The loy gozru ben hashmoshos b'mkoy mitzvah. They did not make a gzer ben hashmoshos when it comes to erev tchumen. Because the only reason why you're making the erev is because you want to do a mitzvah uchanal. But this case here is worse. Mikol mokoy mikonesh urach v'dak. When you're dealing with a reed like an alizam, which is very moist, which is very brittle, korov sheyavoy lidei ketima, you will certainly come to separate it. B'shosh sheyavoy litol eruvoy uketima mimuchum. And cutting off something from the branches of Melech Deraisa, the Gozru Af Bein Hashmashos. And in this instance, they made a Gezerah even Bein Hashmashos. Another very Bechadish. What happens if you put your Erev in the street? I want to be Kodesh Shvisa in the street on Avenue J. And I put my bread on Avenue K. So what would you say right away? It's not a good Erev. It's not. It's. What's going on? That's okay. Let's say you put your area of an Avenue J. I guess I said Avenue J and Avenue K. Got jealous. Avenue L. Avenue L got jealous. Also wanted some honorable mention. So you put your area of an Avenue J. And you have kavod to be kodesh tefillah in Avenue J. And you put your area of an Avenue K. Let's make believe it's a shram deraisa. Okay, let's assume it's a shram deraisa. So right away you'll say, oh, it's a dover poshut admo, that it's not a kosher erev. Why is it not a kosher erev? The only way I can get from Avenue J to Avenue, the only way I can carry the bread from Avenue, get the bread from Avenue K to Avenue J is by carrying the bread. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry more than Dalid Amos in the Rishos Sarabim. So if I'm being cut in the Shlis on Avenue J, there's no way I have access to my bread. The only way I can gain access is by being Mechalel Shabbos, carrying the bread from Avenue K all the way to Avenue J. It's a Chil Shabbos, so it's Poshet. No, it's not a problem. I have a solution for you. You know what the solution is? You can get the bread from Avenue K to Avenue J by carrying the bread pochois, pochois mi dalit amos. You walk 3 amos and you stop. You walk another 3 amos and you stop. And you keep on doing this until you bring the erev. And walking pochois, pochois mi dalit amos is only in Isser midrabanan. And we just learned last simon that any time that you need to violate an Isser midrabanan in order to gain access to your erev, that's okay. Because since it's only the erev is triggered bein hashmoshes, and bein hashmoshes is only a suffix gem, suffix lila, and you're doing the air for the purpose of a mitzvah, Chazal were lenient. So why don't we say the solution? So the answer is no. That's exactly what the Mishmur is making, this analogy. You don't say that in that case, because walking pachos pachos midal damos, even though it's true, it's only some midrabanan, but it's very, very easy to make that mistake. It's very hard to train yourself when you're so used to walking nonstop. All of us need to be careful to walk less than Dalinamas. It's inevitable you're going to make a mistake and you're going to walk more than Dalinamas. And you're going to forget yourself. So in that instance, Chazal were not so generous to allow the Erev to be okay in this situation. It's only things like a tree, where you put your Erev on a tree. So here as well, in this example, it's the same thing. We're going to say in this example that if you put your Erev on a twig, since it's very likely the twig will break when you remove the bread from the twig, it's like the example of the Erev is more than Dalet Amos away. We have to walk, and in that case, Chazal would not lean. In this case, Chazal are not going to be lenient either. Okay, so that's why in this case we're going to back. Now go back to the parentheses in the Mechaber, Gimel. Let's say it's extremely more soft. In other words, it's not going to break. Let's say it's on some type of branch, some type of twig, which is not going to crack when you remove your bread. Then in that case, you can be makel. Let's go further. It is going to be forbidden all different situations. But let's say tulushim unutzim harezer. But let's say your bread is located on a twig, on a pole that's stuck into the ground, and this pole is not mechubel lekarka. So even if it does break when you take your bread off the pole, you're not doing a melacha deraisa, and it's not likely you're going to do any melacha at all. In that case, of course, we can be mekel and it's a good erev. If you have intent to acquire your shvisa, your resting place in the street, and your bread is located on a pole, and the pole is not a rishos hayochid, it's a mekoyim petur or a karmelis, and it's bein hashmashos. So that goes back to the rules we learned before. It's a kosher erev because you do have access to your bread in the place where you want to acquire your dwelling for Shabbos, even though the only way you can acquire it may be through a violation of melacha derabanan. Chazal did not institute, enact, did not prevent you from violating Melacha D'Rabbanan when it comes to the moment of Bein Hashmashos, when you're making an Eruv T'chumen for the purpose of a mitzvah. Dalit. New Galacha. Let's say you put your Eruv in a closet, in a chest, in some type of enclosure, and you lost the key. You put a, let's say you want to acquire shvisa in your house, in this person's house. That's when you're acquiring shvisa, and you're storing the bread in the refrigerator, and the refrigerator has a lock, has a padlock. So is it a kosher air? The answer is no. Well, the answer is it depends. How are you going to open up the refrigerator? So if you're very clever, if you're very handy, you can get around the padlock. You have a screwdriver, or you know some trick, you can open up the refrigerator. If opening the refrigerator involves a malacha deraisa, it's locked. There are solutions. You bring in some smart people, they'll figure out a solution to open up the refrigerator even without the key. If the solutions involve a malacha deraisa, then it's not a kosher erev. If the solutions of getting into this migdal, getting into this closet, into this chest, do not involve a malacha deraisa, then it is a kosher erev. So in the son of the migdal, if you put your erev in a tower, instead of a chest, the nohal b'fanav, and you lock the door, the avar mafteach mibod yom, or shnafal olav gal, or sudden collapsed, a building, a collection of bricks, so a wall collapsed upon your bread. So it all depends. Every case is different. That involves all the laws of Shabbos, which we're not going to go into now. If the solution to remove your erev involves a locha deraisa, then it's not erev. But if it does not, im yochol lo itzir b'lo yasir asim locha deraisa, harei ze'er, because you do have access ben hashmosh, when now goes to shus ben hashmosh. Okay, the shus is very easy to go weiter. Hey, kol ha'ben yechad uva b'mokam. We learned this before in the Hagdama. Anytime wherever you put your erev, that you draw a virtual box around the bread of Dalid Amo. So basically, how much will you be able to walk? 2,004 amos. Because the place where you put the erev is not included in the 2,000 amos. We first give you a virtual dalet amos around your erev, and then we first begin to count the 2,000 amos. Kokol b'nech eruv b'mokam kama, yeshla, you have b'mkoyim eruvoy arba amos. Lefichach. And the Erev rolls out. Erev leaves its location. If it's besoch arba amos, hare ze Erev. Chutz li arba amos, ein Erev, outside it's not. In other words, the person puts the Erev down exactly at the end of 2,000 amos. Bidiyuk. He measures from his home, and he puts the Erev exactly Friday afternoon, Friday, let's say 12 o'clock, he puts the Erev down at exactly the 2,000 mark. Bidiyuk mamish. And then, Friday at 3 o'clock, a wind comes and blows the bread, he blows the bulkus out, 5 amos. So when we say 4 amos, we can be very generous. We can say that the box, the perimeter of the box starts at the edge of the bread, which will give you a max of. You do not have to say that the bread is in the center of the box. If you want, you can be so generous to say there's a box of 4 amos, and your bread happens to be located at the extreme edge. So what happens? You put your bread exactly at the 2,000 mark. Erev Shabbos at 12 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, a wind comes and blows the bread 5 amos. And Shabbos begins, Bein HaShmoshes begins at 6 o'clock. So at 6 o'clock, when the Erev would go into effect, the bread is at Amo 2005. No good. It's not a kosher Erev, because the bread is outside your tchum. The bread must be within 2,000 amos. The chiddush here is, but let's say the bread is within 2,000, the wind at 3 o'clock moves the bread from amah 2,000 to 2,003 and a half. So it's still within its own, even though it's more than 2,000 amos away from where your tchum is. But being that you put it down, Erev Shabbos at 12 o'clock at amos 2,000, and that automatically creates a virtual dalet amos, so that even if the bread blows 3.5 amos before Shabbos begins, it's okay. Why is it okay? Because when you put down the bread, you're really creating for yourself an area of Dalid Amos. Okay, let's see. So lefich hamniach eruva b'tshloi b'soich atchom v'niskal gel, and it rolls outside. If b'soich arba amos, as long as it does not roll forward more than dalet amos, hare zem eruv. But what happens if the eruv, the bread rolls out chutz le'arba amos? Then einoy eruv, it's no longer called a kosher eruv. Vav avad eruvoy nisraf. Let's say the eruv gets lost or it's burnt. Or it was put at the very edge of the tchum and it blew out more than four amos. Let's say this was a kohen and the kohen was using truma and the truma now has become tame and a kohen is not allowed to eat truma tmeya. Truma tmeya must be burnt. If a kohen eats truma tmeya, it's chayev misa bidei shamayim. So what is the law? The law is, it all depends when it happened. If it happened before Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos, Mib'od Yom, Einoy Eruvoy, Mishech HaShecha, if it happens after Shabbos begins, Harei Ze Erev, why? Classic rule, which is basically, I mean, it's like the Aleph base of the Lord HaRetchum, which we learned many times before, Shekniyas Erev Bein Hashmashos, the moment that's critical is Bein Hashmashos. If that's when it's triggered, if it's okay, then it's going to work. If it's not, as long as you get past that critical moment, you are smooth sailing. Im Safek, you have not sure, kosher. Why not? Let's say you know for sure that you put the Erev there in the right location, Erev Shabbos at 12 o'clock, but you do not know what happened. You know that there was a storm, there was a fire, and you did not know the precise moment when the Erev, when it was destroyed. Maybe it survived the critical moment, maybe it did not. If you have a Safek, it's kosher. Why? Shesfeik or Erev Kosher? The law is, since the law of Eruvei Tchumin is only Midrabanan, a Safek Midrabanan Lekula. For who sheyele cheskas kashrus for kagoyin, for example, sheze kagoyin ze shenichleshon the eral boisavik. You are certain that you put it there, and the only question is what happened after it was definitely there. Avl im lo hayele cheskas kashrus. Let's say you don't even have a cheskas kashrus. You don't even know you have a suffix. Did I put it there or not? I don't even know if it was ever there to begin with. That's a much more difficult suffix. Kagoyin suffix im hunach sham im lav. Lo, in that situation, it's not a kosher Erev. In that situation, since you don't even have a Cheskas Kashrus, it's a Suffolk 50-50. In this case, it's not a kosher Erev, not even Midrabanan. Zayin, Kate Salasiya said, how does one make an Erev? Imroitza, here we give you a similar example. Imroitza, Leilach B'sefat Chom, so if you want, you can go to the very, now here the Mechaber first tells us the ideal way to make an Erev is not to make an Erev with bread. The ideal way to make an Erev is for you yourself to be present on that location on Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. Because you live in the city and you want to walk 4,000 amos. You can't, because you can't walk more than 2,000 amos. The ideal thing would be is to go Friday at 5:30 and make sure that you're standing at 6 o'clock at the moment when Bein Hashmashos begins, to be standing at exactly 2,000 amos where you live, and automatically you are standing Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos will be your Mekoyim Shvisa, and that means you have 2,000 amos in each direction. You can walk backwards to your home 2,000 amos, but you can't go any more in the other direction, and then on Shabbos you can go back to where you were standing Bein Hashmashos, plus you can go an additional 2,000 amos forward. So in total you'll now be able to travel from your home to where you want to go 4,000 amos. But the ideal way to make an Erev is for you to be standing, is for your body, your person, to be present on that location where you are. This that we're brainwashed, Erev Tchumen is bread, that's the next best thing. That's not the ideal. That's where it's just too inconvenient for you to be on that location, Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. So then you send a representative. What is your representative? Two loaves of bread. But the ideal, you should be present. That's what's over here, Zion. If you want Leilach B'Sefat Chum, Oy B'Seichoy, if you don't want to go 1,000 amos, you only have a need to travel on Shabbos to travel 3,000 amos. You don't need to go mamish to the end of the Chum B'Seichoy. L'Hachshich Shon, and to wait there during the entire period of Bein Hashmash until it gets dark. Zehu Ikar Mitzvasa. That is the ideal way to make an Erev. Even if you do not say, I want my shvitsa, you don't have to say anything. You don't have to make any statement. The fact that you are present, that says it all. So it's a musar haskil. Being present is the ultimate. I vote with my feet. I mean, I vote with my feet. So you go to a shir, people say, is this a good shir? Is it not a good shir? So you take a vote. You have everyone in the shul come together. You have 100 people in the shir, 100 people in the shul. Is this a good shir or not? So everyone raise their hand, count. 10 people say it's a good shir, and 90 say it's not. Raise their hand, it's not a good shir. I don't vote with my hand. I vote with my feet. I go to the shir.
Oh, yeah.
I go to the shir. If I go with my feet to the shir, that shows I hold it's a good shir.
Right.
So voting, that's exactly what I'm saying. The ikar erev is the feet. You don't need to speak. Talk is cheap. Go there. Zehu ikar mitzvasa. V'afilu loy amar shivisasi b'milkam. Even if you do not say mashvisa b'milkam, ela hechshach sham, you're just there. Present, I'm there. Shom v'shasak. Lo yishna mishi yotzei mireisa lahachshach alatchum v'lo yishna mishi ba b'derech v'chashach. Doesn't make a difference if you live in the city and you walk out there to the tchum and you wait there, or you're traveling. I'm traveling in the middle of nowhere. I'm just a wanderer. I'm traveling from place to place and I find myself in this location. Wherever you are, whether you have a permanent residence somewhere where you're traveling, wherever you are, that's where. That's lo yishna mishi yotzei mireisa lahachshach alatchum v'lo yishna mishi ba b'derech v'chashach. Wherever you are, that's where you require your 2,000 amos in all four directions. You don't want to go to the tircha and to go and to wait there. So now you have the next best thing. The next best thing is food. Everyone is depending upon your food. Everyone in chayla. Everyone according to their food. What does the Mishnah Berurah here say? Kefi mizoynai islamid. Kefi mizoynai im hu chayla. Kach tzos, the mistake in the gears in the tfus. Berot zoloimar. And reading the Mishnah Berurah lamid. To lechayla mesharin besudo sheloi kefi achloi v'loi bi'inan afilu keshishin beitzav hu adin l'dolzokin mesharin gamken kefi achloi avol adam bari mesharin lo'olam besudos beinonios uchla meis. A little bit confusing. If a person is ill or is a zokain, then the average zokain does not need to have a large meal. An average chole, a person who is weak, does not need to have the average. But a healthy person, even though he has a big appetite, or a healthy person that doesn't eat very much, there's a standard. There's an average, a national average, 6 eggs. Chazon Ish really says in the Dirsh, he goes through the calculations, really it's we have machmir today because we don't know eggs, 8 eggs. 8 eggs. Which I guess 8 eggs, we discussed, we learned the Erev Chatzeres, the Baksa Matzah, we discussed this. It's not very much. Probably much less than the Erev Chatzeres. You have to have like a Baksa Matzah. Baksa Matzah covers, even according to the Chazon Ish, according to everyone, covers everything. Even the Baksa, different types of Baksa Matzahs. What do you say? 8 matzahs, 12 matzahs, it goes between 8 and 12, a jumbo size, whatever it is. But Baksa Matzah is more than enough. That's for the average, but a Chayla or a Zakeh needs even less. But a regular person, even if he has a very large appetite, he follows the average for a healthy person, which is, we'll see in a moment, is 6 eggs, according to the Ramah. Kol echad v'yachad gefi mezoyne v'imu imu choyle oy rav asan. If he's a choyle oy rav asan, shiur shte sudos. You have to change the gears. Kol echad v'yachad kefi mezoyne. Again, the gears is kefi mezoyne imu choyle, if he is a choyle, period. Then he goes on to say, but v'rav asan, but a person who is a very Vishnu Lamed Aleph, Tzarch Leimar, Viravton. You have to end up changing it to Viravton. But a person who is an average healthy person, even if he has a very big appetite, Shiuro, he follows the average, Shiuro, Ishte Sudois Be Nonios. Shehem kishisha beis, which are 6 eggs. Ba'alel simin shin samaches, if it be passed from bread, or we call davar shem mishdatvim, or anything which you could follow. We learned all those laws. We went through them very quickly. All those laws, different types of foods, all different by shitufei milvos. Anything which is valid for a shituf is valid for. Is valid for an erev. Called of Hashem mishtadfin boy shidufim levos vim lifton. Let's say the food is not an it's not the main course. It's just an accompaniment. It's a relish, some type of dip which accompanies the main food. Then bichtei lechol boy shtei sudos yisag. You have to have enough that would accompany two meals. The oimer. Now here's the catch. Being that you're not making the erev with your body, with your feet, you're making the erev with the food, it is critical that you make a statement, you make a declaration that you want your bread to serve as your representative. With this, you put it down, and you make the statement, with this erev, I'll be able to travel tomorrow 2,000 hours from this location. And you can do this Friday at 12 o'clock, and then you can go home and spend Shabbos, Ben HaShmashos at home, even though you're going home, you measure every place where you make the erev. Now, one last halacha. What about students? Students would eat kest, right? That's what are called kest. Yeah. They would go and they would eat by balabatim. Where were the balabatim? The balabatim were far away. They were, let's say, almost 2,000 amas away. And where would they sleep? In the dormitory. So here's the big dilemma. Where are the talmidim kohen shvisa? In the yeshiva, on the bench, in the beis medrash. So here's the question. Where are the talmidim kohen shvisa? Their food is, they don't have any food, they're eating by the balabais. Balabais is 1,500 amas away. That's like their food. Where are they sleeping? They're sleeping in the yeshiva, in the dormitory. So where are they kohen shvisa? Where their food is, or where they're sleeping? So the answer is, it all depends what you want. And Chazal, if Daita and Shel the Talmidim in this time, they would prefer to be kohen shvisa in the Beis Medrash, so they can go in the opposite direction, wherever they want to go, in the vicinity of the Beis Medrash, and where they're eating, that's where they're eating. But that's even though food is a technique, is a method, in order to expand your tchum, that's where you want it to be. It's for your benefit. Where you want it to be your representative, you want to be able to travel in that direction. But where you don't want it to be your benefit, even though I'm forced to eat there because that's where my host is, that's where I'm going to eat, but I don't want that location to be the place where I am kohen shvisa, I would prefer to be kohen shvisa here in the Beis Medrash. Then we follow the Beis Medrash. Avot Talmidim. The balabatim live in the fields. The cholim v'lon beis rabim. They go back home. They sleep by their rebbe in the dormitory. If they were able, they would gladly eat in the Beis Medrash by their rebbe. It's just that the rebbe can't afford to support all of them. They have no choice but to go out and eat kest. Mela. That's why they go there. But still, the tchum is going to be in the Beis Medrash. We'll stop here. We'll take a break.